平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
我们很珍惜主日能够大家聚在一起，一起来敬拜主的这个机会。
We really cherish the time that we can gather together worship God.
我们能够在这里尽情的敬拜，本身就是神给我们一个极大的恩典。
We can worship wholeheartedly. This is a mercy from God.
刚才我们唱的一首歌，亲眼看见你。
Just now we sang one of the songs, We See You With Our Eye.
那这个歌的歌词呢，是从约伯记里面出来的一句话。
But the words from that song come from the book of Job.
是在约伯经历了人生极大的苦难的时候。
That was happening when Job had experienced great tragedies in his life.
失去了家业。
He lost his properties.
失去了儿女。
Lost his children.
失去了他自己的健康，坐在这个灰土当中，自己用这个瓦片刮自己的身体，痛苦到这样的地步。
He even lost his own health. He sat in the ashes, scraping his skin.
他心中也充满了对上帝的疑问。
His heart is full of questions for God.
在神的面前，一个问题接着一个问题去寻求，为什么这些事情会发生？
In his heart, he pondered one after the other question for him.
直接要求神来回应、回答他的这些问题。
He asked God to answer him.
那最终哈，神向他显现。
God revealed himself to him.
并没有直接回答他们这些问题。
He did not answer his question directly.
而是用一系列的更多的问题来引导他去思考。
Instead, he replied him with more questions.
他约伯所求问所寻求的那位神是掌管一切创造一切在上面掌权的那位神。
The God Job seeks is the God who reigns the universe.
所以到这个约伯书结尾的时候，约伯就讲说，从前我是风闻有你，如今在我的患难当中，在这些痛苦当中，我亲眼看见你。
That's why at the end of this book Job said, Before I heard of you, now I see you with my own eyes.
盼望这也是我们在神的面前的一个认定。
We hope that this is the certainty you have in front of God.
就是经历人生的各样的困难、患难、病痛的时候。
When you experience all kinds of uncertainty and sickness.
我们不浪费这些的经历。
So we do not let it go waste.
而是在这些经历当中看见神的手、神的作为。
Rather, through this experience, to see God's hand, see His work.
这是我们今天的祷告。
This is our prayer today.
让我们一起来低头。
Let's bow our hands and pray.
主，你满有恩典。
Lord, you're full of mercy.
满有怜悯。
You're full of grace.
你向我们所存的意念是如此之多。
Your will for us is abundant.
然而每个意念都是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念。
And your will for us is giving us peace, not trouble.
是叫我们在末后有指望。
It's to give us hope in the end.
今天早晨当我们众弟兄姐妹聚集在你的宝座面前的时候，
This morning as our brother sister gather in front of you,
我们很宝贵这样一个机会。
We cherish this time.
我们要向你发出敬拜的赞美。
We worship you.
因为你是配得的。
Because you are worthy.
我们在这里也大胆地向你来祈求。
And we also request in front of you boldly.
求你多而又多的把那个赐智慧启示的灵赏给我们。
Give us your spirit that give us the wisdom.
使我们在各样的经历当中真正的经历你，真正的知道你。
Help us to experience you and know you through these.
我们求你照明我们心中的眼睛。
Lord, you open the eyes of our heart.
开通我们里面的耳朵。
And you open our ears.
让我们能看见，让我们能听见。
So we can see and hear you.
让我们知道你的恩召有何等大的指望。
So we know your calling has great hope.
让我们知道我们这一群人被你得召之后，这个属于你的产业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
So we know there is glory in the property that belongs to you.
并且知道你与我们同在的时候所彰显的那个能力是何等的浩大。
We know it's a mighty power when you manifest among us.
那个能力是使主耶稣基督从死里复活的能力。
The power is the ability to have Jesus arise from death.
那个能力是使主耶稣基督被提升到天上的宝座的那个能力。
That's the same power over rising to this heaven.
那个能力是远超一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世，连来世都超过的能力。
That power is more powerful, more mighty than the authority on this earth and future.
让我们知道这样大的能力，如今就充充足足的运行在我们的教会当中。
So that we know this power is manifest among us.
今天早晨是我们蒙恩的机会。
This is the morning that we have the opportunity to receive your mercy.
当神的荣耀彰显在我们的心中的时候。
May your glory manifest among us.
当神的能力运行在我们的里面的时候。
When your power reigns among us.
主啊，请你使我们信心得坚固。
So you strengthen our faith.
心中得平安。
So we receive your peace.
谢谢你垂听我们同心合一的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our united prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
好，这个小小的病毒哈，这个眼睛看不见，手摸不着，但是搅得天下大乱。现在。
This tiny virus that we cannot see with our naked eye created a big mess in this world.
过去一个星期这个全球的股市大跌。
This past week the stock market crashed.
这个一天的跌幅哈超过历史上任何的这个一天。
The points dropped more than any time in history.
在中国大陆这个中共中央啊这些常委啊连着开会，这也是超过历史上没有见过的。
The standing committee of political parties of Chinese Communist parties.Have a continued meeting.
美国总统星期三开一次记者招待会，星期六再开一次记者招待会。
Our president had a press conference on Wednesday as well as Saturday.
看出这个全世界大家都很紧张。
You can see that everybody is fearful.
一个现在韩国、意大利、伊朗啊，这个疫情很严重。
Okay, also the disease is spreading in Iran, Italy.
下一个国家是哪一个？不知道。
Which country will be next? No one knows.
美国现在也开始有这个死亡的病例哈，发现这个社区感染的事情。
They also discover cases in the U.S. that community spread.
明天会发生什么事情？不知道。
But what will happen tomorrow? No one knows.
所以这是当人看不见、不清楚的时候。会产生紧张的原因。
This is why people start the fear when they facing unknown.
病毒为什么这么可怕？因为有很多的未知。
The terrible nature of this virus is uncertainty.
到现在爆发快三个月了哈，这个从哪里来的我们还不知道。
With outbreak already been 3 months, but nobody knows the origin.
不知道这个病毒潜伏期到底有多长？有人说14天，有人说24天。
And nobody knows the true incubation period.
一时间这个当人不确定的时候，各种各样的谣言呢就在网上传播。
So when people facing unknown, there's lots of rumors spread.
而且它在潜伏期里面就可以传染人，到底哪些人是病毒的携带者，我们不知道。
And they can spread even when people during the incubation period. So who are infected, we don't know.
所以当人看不见的时候。摸不着的时候，搞不懂的时候，就会紧张。
When we cannot see, cannot touch, cannot understand, we start worrying.
所以今天我们到这段经文里面去看。
So let's look into the scriptures today.
在我们今天要学的这段经文里面，有一个人物让我们很羡慕。
In this passage, there's one person we really admire.
就是先知以利沙。
It's the prophet Elisha.
啊，以利沙好厉害。
And he is very powerful.
他什么都能看见。
He can see all things.
别人看不见的时候，他已经看见了。
When people are in confusion, he already sees.
别人还在糊里糊涂的时候，他已经看得清清楚楚了。
When people are confused, he can see clearly.
在这一长段的经文，我们刚才读了三节哈，我们今天把它展开一点哈，看它的上文，看它的下文，把整个故事看全。
Today going to be a long passage. We only saw three verses just now.
这段经文里面有提到亚兰王。
The passage mentioned the king of Aram.
实际上亚兰王上文下文都有提到他真正的名字。
Before and after this passage, his name was mentioned.
这段经文有提到以色列王。
And this also mentioned the king of Israel.
以色列王从上文到下文，你都可以找到以色列人王的名字是什么。
You can also find his name before and after the passage.
但是在这段经文里面都不提他们的名字。
However, during this passage, their name was not mentioned.
意思就是说他们不是关键的人物。
It just tells you they're not important.
关键的人物是以利沙。
The important role is Elisha.
关键的人物是以利沙所依靠的那位上帝。
The most important character is the God Elisha believes.
所以这段经文呢是让我们去来思考啊，如何一个信靠神相信神一个先知哈，能够在地上带给人各样的祝福。
This passage we can see the prophet who believes and trusts in God can bring blessings to people.
他的祷告如何改变一个国家的命运，如何改变这些人的命运。
And how his prayer changed a country's fate and people's fate.
所以今天我们会读蛮多的经文啊，到这些经文当中我们看以利沙看到什么别人看不见的事情。
Let's read these chapters together and see what Elisha sees, what other people see.
第一段呢，我们来看这个六章的第八节到第十四节。
The first passage is chapter 6, verse 8 to 14.
在这一段我们看到这个以利沙他有这样从神来的眼光，他可以看到事情的真相。
From this passage, we can see that Elisha has the ability to see the truth.
看到这个事情的本来面目。
To see the true reality.
好，我们来读哈这一段第八节，先读到第十节。
Let's read together from verse 8 to 10.
亚兰王与以色列人征战，和他的臣仆商议说，我要在某处某处安营。神人打发人去见以色列王说，你要谨慎，不要从某处经过，因为亚兰人从那里下来的。以色列王差人去窥探神人所告诉他所引接他去的地方，就防备未受其害不止一次。这个是在北国啊，以色列国北方。
This is the northern kingdom.
以利沙是在北国做先知的。
Elisha is a prophet in the northern kingdom.
那这时候在北国的再北边，这个亚兰就是在今天叙利亚这个地方啊，这个亚兰这个国呢被兴起。
The country of Iran is north of Israel.
显然亚兰王觉得他的军事能力已经很强了。
Apparently, the king of Aram is very confident in his military force.
显然亚兰王看到他的国力的强壮到一个地步，他可以尝试去征服以色列这个国家了。
Then he's so confident he wants to invade other countries.
所以亚兰王所看到的是他的军力，是他的国力。
So he sees his military force and his mighty power.
当他看到这些的时候，他就主动的哈与以色列人征战。
So he took initiative to start the war.
亚兰王还看到他的臣仆很厉害。
And he also sees his servant have a great ability.
他与他的臣仆商议。
He discussed with his servant.
商议怎么去排兵布阵。
And how to plan the military attack.
你去读这一段，你会发觉亚兰王的这个臣仆真的是高级的间谍一样。
And when you read, you can see that his officials are high intelligent officers.
他们好像对以色列人的这个王的动静、军队的安排是了如指掌。
They seem to know whereabouts the king of Israel.
今天美国的科技很厉害。
Today the technology is very advanced in the U.S.
他这个在打仗之前派了一些无人的侦察机啊、全球鹰啊。这些预警机啊，先去侦查，先看清楚对方的排兵布阵。
Before any wars, we'll send out no man drone to detect the area.
看得清清楚楚的时候，敌人的这个部署都暴露在他的面前。
So the enemy's military equipment are exposed.
所以显然，这个亚兰王好像很有把握。他说，在某处某处布阵的话，可以。直接的攻击到以色列王。
So he was very confident. He said, "We set up place and whereabout we could start the attack."
第九节说神人就是指这个先知以利亚，以利沙。
Verse 9 said, "The man of God" is talk about Elisha.
在这里出现的第一个名字称以利沙叫做神人。
The first time we can see they call Elisha the man of God.
因为他是认识神的人。
Because he is a man who knows God.
因为神是认识他的。
And God knows him.
他跟神之间好像有这个热线的这个通话直接连接。
They seem to have direct dialogue.
神知道事情可以让以利沙知道。
And God knows things, he'll let him know.
神看见的事情以利沙也能看见。
The thing God sees, he wants Elisha to see.
所以神人打发人去见以色列王。
So the man of God sent people to see the king of Israel.
他早就看见了这个亚兰王的布局。
And he already knows the strategy of the king of Aram.
他就告诉以色列王说你要谨慎不要从那个地方那个地方去经过。
So he told the king of Israel, do not stay at such and such place.
因为亚兰王已经在那里部署了伏兵。
Because they're going to ambush you.
以色列王还有一点半信半疑一开始的时候。
And in the beginning of king of Israel, do not believe truly.
所以他就派人去看说以利沙讲的是对还是错。
So he sent out people to check if it's true.
当他派人去看的时候果然实际情况就像以利沙所讲。
After he sent people to check, it was indeed like so.
不是一次哦，好几次哈，一次两次再次这样的事情发生。
It was multiple times.
亚兰王，我们接着读哈，十一节。亚兰王因这事心里惊疑，招了臣仆来，对他们说：“我们这里有谁帮助以色列王？你们不指给我吗？”十一节。
This enraged the king of Aram. He summoned his office and demanded of him, Tell me, which one of us is on the side of King Israel?
我们读起来很平淡的一句话。
This seems just an ordinary word.
但大家想象一下，当时是很紧张的一个局面。
You think that back then was a very tense situation.
亚兰王的意思说，我们当中有间谍。
So the king of Aram think there's a traitor among us.
为什么我们这么隐秘的重要的军事计划，以色列王好像都是像知道的一样
？How come our military plan, the king of Israel know it all?
肯定是我们当中有内鬼去报信呢。
We must have a traitor among us.
接下来哈，有一个臣仆说，你就会发觉哈，亚兰王的臣仆很厉害。
After this, one of the officers replied, you can see that they are very,
他们好像什么事情都知道。
They're very capable.
他说我主我王无人帮助他只有以色列中的先知以利沙将王在卧房所说的话告诉以色列王。
None of us, my lord the king, said one of the officers, but Elisha, the prophet who is in Israel, tells the king of Israel that the very words you speak in your bedroom.
这些王这些臣仆很清楚以利沙是认识神的人。
His officer know that Elisha knows God.
很清楚，这一切的背后就是因为一个人，就是这个神人，这个先知以利沙。
They know all behind this is only one man, the man of God.
告诉王说你在卧房里面，卧房里面说的是最隐秘，没有人知道，外人都不清楚的话都能够告诉以色列王，就是因为以利沙。
They told the king that even the words is spoken in bedroom, he knows.
这个王好像也不是完全相信这个臣仆所讲的话。
He seemed to be doubtful.
如果他相信的话，他就不会做下面的动作。
If he truly knew, then he wouldn't take the action.
如果他一切的心思意念他所讲的话，以利沙都知道的话，你要想去抓他，实在是不可能的一件事。
If he Elisha knows everything, then you cannot capture him.
但王不甘心。
So he didn't give up.
他用了他最大的能力。
He used all his ability.
最周全认为最周全的计划。
Have a very good plan.
要去抓以利沙。
Try to capture Elisha.
王先说你们去看他在哪里我好打发人去捉拿他。
Go find out where he is, the king ordered, so I can send men and capture him.
有人就直接告诉他情报了哈，他在多坦。
The report came back, he is in Dothan.
多坦是在这个撒玛利亚北边的一个小城。
Dothan is a small city northern of Samaria.
十几公里的地方。
About 10-20 miles.
撒玛利亚是北国以色列的首都。
Samaria is the capital of the northern.
是以色列王住的地方。
Is the king Israel lives.
那这时候多坦呢是以利沙待的地方。
And the city of Dothan is where Elisha.
为了抓这一个人。
In order to capture this one person.
王是打发了他的最这个啊、精锐的部队。
The king of Aram sent his military force.
有车有马。
Has horses and chariot.
不是一个人呢，是大军去围城。
His big army surrounded the city.
为了保险起见，他是夜间去突袭。
And in order to be more secure, he sent out at nightfall.
在人看起来，这是万无一失的一个计划。
In people's eye, this is a very, very well planned out.
十拿九稳。
You can for sure can get everything done.
可能不仅是十拿九稳，可能十拿十稳的一个计划。
It's a foolproof.
这是亚兰王所看见的。
This is what the king of Aram sees.
看见自己军队的强大。
He sees his mighty military force.
看到他有能力可以跟以色列国去征战。
He sees his ability to fight the king of Israel.
看见手下的臣仆这个收集情报的能力很厉害。
He sees his officers are high intelligent officers.
然后看到这个他所制定这个计划好像是万无一失。
And he sees his plan is well thought out.
那以利沙看到什么？
What did Elisha see?
以利沙只有他一个人。
He's only one person.
他没有像亚兰王这么众多的军队。
He does not have a force behind him.
也没有谋士给他出谋划策。
And he doesn't have advisors.
然而他只有一件事情是胜过亚兰王，是亚兰王所没有。
But he has one thing that above and beyond what the king of Aram.
就是他所认识的这位神。
Is the God who knows, he who knows.
就是神给他的话语。
It's the words God gave him.
就是神让他的眼睛能看到神所看见的事情。
It's God enabled him to see his eyes.
就是他跟上帝之间有一个祷告的热线。
He has a direct hotline between God and him.
他可以借着上帝的眼睛随时看到亚兰王的军队的调遣。
He can see all situations through God's eyes.
伊丽莎有这个能力可以看到事情的本相。
He has the ability to see the reality.
在圣经中，先知又被称为先见。
Also in the Bible called prophet and foreseer.
他有这个能力可以先于别人看见一些事情。
They have the ability to see before others can see.
他也看见别人还没有看见的事情。
And he can see people who could not see.
这是对我们今天一个极大的提醒。
This is a reminder for us today.
我们是有神的灵的人。
We have His Holy Spirit.
那位无所不知、掌管万有的耶稣基督就住在你我的里面。
The omnipotent Jesus who lives inside us.
世上的人是靠车靠马。
People in this world rely on their cars, on the horses.
靠各种的科技去收集情报。
Rely on the high advanced technology.
但是我们是有一个更可靠的，就是上帝他自己。
We have one even more reliable, is God Himself.
因为这位神是知道一切、掌管一切。
And He knows all things, He controls all things.
上一次跟大家讲，这个今天在世上天灾人祸很多。
The last time we can see there's lots of tragedies happening now.
无论是土耳其的地震，还是在这个。菲律宾的火山爆发。
No matter Turkey's earthquake, Philippines volcano eruption.
无论是在澳大利亚的大火，还是在非洲的这个蝗灾。
Australia's fire or African locust.
今天的人可以通过这个先进的技术、先进的通信，在很远的地方就知道这些所发生的事情。
Nowadays, through the advanced technology, you can know all things.
我们每天打开手机，打开网络，这些好像天下事都尽收眼底。
When we pull out our smartphones and computers, we can see lots of things happening in the world.
但世人只能看到这一个事情的表面。
But people can only see the superficial of things.
至于这些事情为什么发生，各有各的说法。
And they have all their different opinions why these things happening.
但是对于我们有神的话语，相信神的启示的人，我们就能够看到事情的本相。
For us who are revealed by God, have His Holy Spirit, we can see the reality in things.
因为神在圣经里面早早的已经借着这些的启示，神所讲的话语，基督在他离开的时候早已经预言了这些事情。
Jesus already told us way before.
这些事情不是偶然发生的。
Those are not happening by accident.
在末期到来之前，这些事情都会发生的。
The things will happen in the end time.
所以对于我们这些对神有信心有主在我们心里的人，我们就能够看到更深层背后的原因。
For us who has faith, who has God in us, we can see behind things.
以利沙可以借着他所看到的事情的真相做好对策。
Elisha can see what in the true realities and the planned strategies.
今天你我看到这些事情一件一件事情在我们的眼前展开的时候，我们也要有相应的对策。
When we see these things unfolding before us, we should have some
做好相应的准备。
And we should have a preparation.
主来的日子近。
The Lord is coming.
我们当如何在地上过我们每一天的日子呢？
How should we live every day on this earth?
要提前预备。
We should prepare.
所以大家知道这个读这本圣经是何等重要的一件事情。
So we know it's so important to read our Bible.
养成一个好的读经的习惯，每一天去开通这个热线去听神的话，去向神讲话，是何等的重要。
To cultivate a good habit daily to communicate with God, to know Him.
当每天在神的话语中去思想、去揣摩的时候，我们整个这个人的眼光看待世界、看到这些事情所发生的那个眼光都被调整过来。
So when we every day we meditate on His words, we change our view of things.
常常我们花太多的时间在看新闻了。
We spend too much time reading the news.
在手机上看太多的这个世界上的专家学者的分析啊啊讲论了。
And we saw too much discussions of the experts in this world.
却没有花足够多的时间到这个神的真实的话语中去寻找答案。
We do not spend nearly enough time to seek answers in His word.
但我知道在我们当中很多的弟兄姐妹每天都会去读经会去祷告。
We know lots of brothers and sisters read our Bible and pray daily.
这是好的。
This is good.
盼望每一个人都能够养成这样的好的习惯。
We hope we have all formed this habit.
在我们当中有三个年轻人，我知道他们每天都在读经。
We know there are three young people read the Bible every day.
为什么我知道呢？因为每天我都会收到他们的短信。
Why I know them?Because every day I receive message from them.
他们三个人有自己的读经的计划。
The three of them, they have their own Bible reading plan.
这是其中一个年轻人啊，这个星期五跟我分享的。
This is one the young man shared with me.
他在照着我们教会的211读经计划。
And he was reading according to our Bible plan 211.
星期五读到这个撒母耳记下第七章。
I read Second Samuel chapter 7.
读了这章经文以后，用一句话来总结这一章在讲什么。
So he used one sentence to summarize.
再用一句话来讲说这句话对他是什么意义。
And also summarize what this means to him.
这是很好的一个习惯。
This is a very good habit.
盼望在我们当中的年轻人都一起来好好的养成。读经的习惯。
We challenge you, all young people, to form this habit.
盼望在我们当中的家长们跟你们的孩子一起组成这个读经的伙伴的关系。
And we also challenge the parents to form partners with your children to read the Bible.
不难做的。
It's not that difficult.
我也鼓励我们全教会的每一位弟兄姐妹。
And I encourage all brothers and sisters to do so.
好好的去在神的话语当中下功夫。
To spend time in His word.
因为神的话可以帮助我们看见事情的那个真相和背后的那个原因。
Because His words can enable us to see the reality and reason.
这是第一件事情以利沙看见的。
This is the first thing Elisha saw.
那我们接着读的时候，我们看到第二件事情以利沙看见别人没有看到的。
Let's continue the second paragraph, what Elisha saw and other things.
就是神与他同在。
It is God's presence with him.
第十五节到第十六节。
Verse 15 to 16.
神人的仆人第二天早晨清早起来出去，看见车马军兵围困了城。 神人对仆啊、仆人对神人说，哀哉我主啊，我们怎样行才好呢？神人说，不要惧怕，与我们同在的比与他们同在的更多。
When the servant of man of God got up and went up early the next morning, an army with horses and chariots had surrounded the city. Oh no, my lord, what shall we do? The servant asked. Don't be afraid, the prophet answered. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them.
从这个记载上让我们看到神做事有的时候是没有办法我们能够预计得到的。
From this passage we can see we cannot predict God's ways.
神的做事圣经讲说是奇妙的
and his ways are wonderful
有的时候是不可预测的
and cannot predict
他这一次用这种方式下一次他会改变方式
but this time he used this way next time he'll change
前面神让以利沙看见这个军兵的部署
in the beginning God made Elisha to see their strategy
以利沙就可以告诉以色列王采取措施
so he told the king of Israel to find solution
但这一次这个亚兰王派兵来抓他的时候神没有提前告诉他
So this time when the king of Aram sent people to catch him that God did not tell him ahead of time
所以当那个仆人看见这个、军兵围城的时候就很惧怕
So the servant saw this happen and he was very fearful
但这一次虽然以利沙并没有提前知道这件事情但他也并没有惧怕
Even though Elisha was not foretold but he was not afraid
换句话说有的时候以利沙可以看见事情发生的那个来龙去脉
In the other words we can see he could know the whole passage what happening
但即使是他看不到这个事情提前发生的安排的时候他心里也不惧怕
Even though he didn't see the prior arrangement but he has no fear
因为他看见了另外一件事情更重要的
Because he saw what's even more important
就是无论他知道不知道无论他看见没有看见神都与他同在
Because no matter what happened whether he knew or not God is with him
而且他里面很清楚神的同在是最重要的
In his heart he knew clearly it's more important God's presence be with him
神是无所不知的
God knows all things
他不一定是无所不知以利沙不一定自己是无所不知的
And he may only know limited things
但是当他知道任何一个时刻神都在他身边的时候他就不会惧怕。
When he knows, no matter what time God is with him, so he has no fear.
十七节，他就为这个年轻的仆人祷告。
So in verse 17, he prayed for the servant.
以利沙祷告说：“耶和华啊，求你开这少年人的眼目，使他们看见。”耶和华就开他的眼目，他就看见满山有火车火马围绕以利沙。
And Elisha prayed.Open his eye, Lord, so that he may see. Then the Lord opened the servant's eye, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha.
这个仆人一开始天然的眼睛肉眼所看的就是围城的大军。
In the beginning, the servant only see with his naked eyes as the armies around the city.
用他天然的眼睛所看就是没有出路了。
With his natural eye, he see no way out.
他看到一个非常悬殊的敌我军力的对比。
He sees the power of disparate.
亚兰王的大军在外面。
The mighty armor of king of Aram.
多滩城是一个很小的城。
The city of Dothan is very small.
里面没有什么军队。
Not much military protection.
这实在是一场打不赢的仗。
So this is an unwinnable war.
要打起来，多滩城市必被攻下，这是毫无疑问的。
For sure, the city of Dothan will be destroyed.
所以这是为什么这个仆人一开始非常惊慌的原因。
That's why he was very afraid.
还好他看见了他的主人以利沙。
Oh, it's so good that he saw his.
所以当他惧怕的时候，他就来到以利沙的面前来啊、来对他讲话。
He came and talked to Elisha.
以利沙看见什么
？What did Elisha saw?
看见的是天使天军。
He saw the horses and chariots.
他同样看到一场敌我力量悬殊的一场的对峙。
He also see the power as disparate.
但看到的是神的能力。
He saw the power of God.
神的存在。
The presence of God.
在神的火车火马的面前，没有任何一种地上的能力可以战斗。
In God's mighty armor of horses and chariots, no power on earth can stand.
同时他看到上帝的信实。
And he also sees the faithfulness of God.
这位信实的上帝是与他同在的上帝。
The God who is with him is the faithful God.
仆人看不见，所以心中会惧怕。
The servant could not see, so he feared.
这跟我们今天有很大的关联。
This is a very similar like what we have.
常常我们会担心，会惧怕。
We are fearful, we worry.
怎么能够胜过这种心态？
How can we overcome this?
对我们不认识、不了解、不清楚的事情，我们常常心里没有底，就会慌。
We worry and for things unknown.
怎么胜过这种的慌乱、惧怕的心态呢？
How to overcome this worry and fear?
出路就是看见那个永不离弃我们那个神的同在。
The way out is to see the God who never leave us.
在凡事上求神帮助我们看见神的作为。
To ask Him to show us what His work is doing.
这些天让我们看到很重要的一件事情，就是我们弟兄姐妹在一起的聚集。
These days we can see one important thing, the brother and sister are gathering.
这神的应许。
This is His promise.
无论在哪里，奉主的名在一起聚集，在一起祷告，在一起敬拜的时候，神就在我们当中。
No matter where we are, we gather in His name. God's Spirit is with us.
越是有难处，越是遇到这些不确定的时候，我们越要这个坚持聚会。
Even more so when facing uncertainty, we should consistently meeting.
希伯来书第十章有一段话鼓励我们说，又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善，你们不可停止聚会。
In Hebrews we talk
不要停止聚会。
Do not cease to meeting.
好像一些停止惯了的人、
like people who already get the habit of stopping.
我们应该在这个时候更要抓紧各样的机会，彼此的劝勉，彼此的鼓励。
We can seize this opportunity to encourage each other.
他特别加了一句，他既然知道那日子临近，主来的日子近了，我们就更当如此。
Even so, we know the Lord is coming as near. We even more so need to gather.
希伯来书这段话的背景是当时的教会面临着即将到来的一个威胁。
The backdrop of this passage of Hebrew, the church are being persecuted.
就是罗马帝国要逼迫这个基督的教会。
The Roman kingdom is persecuting the church.
罗马帝国有一段时间对犹太人很宽容。
And for a period of time, they were loose on the Israel.
但是对基督的教会很严厉的逼迫。
But they persecuted severely to the church of Christ.
希伯来书的收信人是从这个犹太人的背景出来的啊，信了耶稣的人。
The receiver of the letters.Are the Jewish people who were converted in Christian?
如果他们停止主日聚会的话，
if they stop the Sunday gathering,
回到星期六跟这个犹太人在一起聚会的话，
back to the Saturday with the Jews,
罗马帝国不会怎么样他们，
they will not punish them.
但是如果他们继续坚持基督徒的主日的聚会的话，
if they insist to gather on Sunday as Christian,
他们就会面临这个罗马帝国的抓呀、关呀、逼迫。
They will facing severe persecution.
所以在这种情况下，希伯来书作者专门写一封信鼓励这个教会的弟兄姐妹。
So the author of Hebrews wrote this letter to encourage them.
不要停止聚会。
Do not stop meeting.
当时是因为逼迫在即将到来的过程当中。
That was during the period the persecution is on the way.
今天我们面临的可能是不同的局面。
We facing a different situation today.
可能面临着这个病毒要在这边扩散了，然后我们不得不要停止在教会里面这种聚会。
Maybe we're facing the spreading of the coronavirus. We may have to force to stop.
现在同工在做积极的筹划和预备。
Our coworkers are actively planning ahead.
如果真的有一天我们没有办法像今天这样聚集在教会里面的话。
It happened one day we're not able to physically gathering.
我们可以怎样继续的坚持彼此的劝勉，彼此的鼓励的这样一种聚会。
How can we consistently continue encourage each other?
那今天我们很感谢主一会儿我们一起会领用午餐。
We thank God today that we'll have our lunch today.
宝贵我们每次这样在一起聚会的时间。
and cherish the time we have together.
那我们也非常的感谢午餐组的同工给我们精心的预备。
And we thank you for the lunch preparing team for us.
他们会戴上口罩，戴上手套。
They'll wear mask and gloves to serve.
给我们冲完饭以后，上面再盖一个盘子哈，免得有脏东西落在上面。
After the food, they'll put a cover on top.
今天我们也是圣餐的聚会。
This is also our communion Sunday.
你也看到我们圣餐组的同工做了精心的预备。
You can see that our co-workers are already prepared.
那为了这个防止这个彼此交叉传染，我们做了一些的预备。
To prevent contamination, we have prepared.
那我们今天有四位的弟兄来服侍大家。
Four brothers are going to be serving others.
弟兄姐妹，我们也宝贝我们彼此这样聚会的时间。
Brothers and sisters, please cherish this time
together.
It's the opportunity that we have love each other.
越是有这些困难的时候，越是神的那个爱，神的那个在我们当中彼此的关心、彼此体贴的那样一种的彰显的机会。
More so when they're facing difficulties, than the love and flow to them.
我们一个人也可以在家读经。
We can read the Bible at home.
我们一个人在家里也可以祷告向神。
And you can also pray alone.
但神有一个很重要的心意是让我们聚在一起。
God has a great heart for us together together.
哪怕是两三个人。
Even two or three.
哪怕是通过网络。
Even through the internet.
当我们这样聚集的时候，神有特别额外的恩典为我们成就。
When we gather in such fashion, He has a special a blessing for us.
当遇到这些难处、不确定的事情。的时候，你其他的事情可以删掉，可以不去参加。
When we facing this difficulty, we can cancel many other unnecessary gatherings.
这个时候，只要没有特别其他的原因，不要停止组织的聚会。
If not for any other specific reason, do not stop a meeting.
因为这是我们经历神同在，坚固我们那个信心，除去我们惧怕和担忧的那一个宝贵的途径。
Because this is the way that we experience His presence.
Yeah, 今天我们要一起守圣餐。
So we'll have our communion.
纪念主的时候，让神的同在显明在我们当中。
When we in memories of Jesus, may His presence be with us.
以利沙可以靠着神对神的信心，看见事情的本相。
Elisha can see the true reality through things.
看见神的同在。
See God's presence.
第三件事情他看到的是上帝的怜悯。
The third thing he sees God's mercy.
这个故事的结局有一点出乎预料。
The ending is very unpredictable.
第二段讲完的时候，火车火马都显现了。
The second, after the second passage, you saw the horses and chariots.
亚兰王的这个大军在神的面前不堪一击的。
They were about to be destroyed, the army.
我们想象的结果应该像其他的地方的记载一样，这个亚兰王的大军被全部灭掉了。
Well, we, if we were imagined be like any others, the army would be totally destroyed.
不用所有的这个火车火马都出动，一个天使出动的话，十万几十万的大军都不在话下。
We don't even need to utilize all the chariots of fire. Just one angel could destroy them.
但是这一段的结局却完全不是这样。
But the ending is very surprising.
这一讲说敌人下到以利沙那里，以利沙祷告耶和华说：“求你使这些人的眼睛昏迷。”耶和华就照以利沙的话，使他们的眼目昏迷。以利沙对他们说：“这不是那道，也不是那城，你们跟我去，我必领你们到所寻找的人那里。”于是领他们到了撒玛利亚。
As the enemy came down towards him, Elisha prayed to the Lord, strike this army with blindness. So he strikes them with blindness. As Elisha has asked, Elisha told them, this is not the road and this is not the city. Follow me. I'll lead you to the man you are looking for. And he led them to Samaria.
显然以利沙心里早有筹划。
Apparently, Elisha already has plans.
所以他就向神求这一件事情。
So he asked one thing from God.
让敌人的眼睛被昏迷。
Blind the people.
看不清楚。
So they could not see.
即使他们要寻找的以利沙就站在他们的面前。
Even the person, very person they tried to capture was in front of them.
他们也认不出来。
They could not recognize.
而且还能乖乖地跟他去走。
And they followed him obediently.
走十几里的路去了这个撒玛利亚城。
The 20 miles, they followed him to Samaria.
他们进了这个撒玛利亚城。
As they entered in the city of Samaria,
以利沙再次祷告。
And Elisha prayed again.
耶和华啊，求你开这些人的眼目，使他们能看见。好像进到一个包围圈里面啊，周围是这个以色列人的军兵，这些人就进到这个城里面被包围。
After they entered the city, Elisha said, Lord, open the eyes of them.
耶和华就开他们的眼目，他们就看见。不料是在撒玛利亚城中，以色列王见他们，就问以利沙说，我父啊，我可以击杀他们吗？
And the king of Israel saw them. He asked Elisha, "Shall I kill them, my father? Shall I kill them?"
以利沙回答说，不可击杀他们，就是你们用刀用弓掳来的，岂可击杀他们吗？当在他们面前摆设饮食，使他们吃喝，回到他们主人那里，王就为他们预备了许多食物，他们吃喝完了，打发他们回到他们主人那里，从此亚兰军不再犯以色列境。
Do not kill him. Do not kill them, he answered. Would you kill those who have captured with your own sword or bow? Set food and water before them so that they may eat and drink, then go back to their master. So he prepared a great feast for them. And after they had finished eating and drinking, he sent them away. Then they returned to their master. So the bands from Aram stopped raiding Israel.
亚兰王的军队什么时候能看见，什么时候看不见，是由神来决定。
The army of king of Aram, when they can see or not see, are dependent on Elijah.
他们以为看得清清楚楚。
They thought they see clearly.
他们以为他们要攻击的这个目标马上就要来到他的面前。
They thought the person you may try to capture will be there.
但神有这个能力，使他们的眼睛迷糊，看不见那个事情的真相。
But God has the ability to blind their eyesight.
以色列王看到这个亚兰军进了这个撒玛利亚的包围圈的时候，
when the king of Israel saw those people are captured there,
他看的是一个好机会。
He saw a good opportunity to see.
这是难得的得胜的战机。
This is a good winning victory chance.
他看到的只是自己的安全。
He saw only his own safety.
看到自己的王位，看到自己的国家的安全。
Only his own position and the country.
人以利沙看的却是不同。
Elisha sees something different.
他看到的不是杀敌的机会，而是胜过敌人的机会。
He sees the opportunity not to kill them but to win them.
可以不费一刀一枪。
Not using one sword.
可以不费吹灰之力。
Not any ability.
以色列人没有一个人因打仗而损失。
There's no casualties in Israel.
敌人的这个大军本来是可以击杀他们，但是他存着一个怜悯的心去对待他们。
He had a merciful heart towards the enemy.
他看到上帝的怜悯。
He saw the mercy heart of God.
第一段故事，他为什么去帮助那个以色列王？
The first passage, why does he help the king of Israel?
当时的以色列王是恶王。
The king of Israel was a bad king.
当时的以色列王是带全国去拜偶像的那个王。
That's the king who led people to worship false idols.
先知以利沙对以色列王告诉他敌人在哪里部署，不光是帮助他军事上得胜。
The prophet told him not to go such and such a place, not only to win a victory in military.
更重要的是，先知要再给以色列王一个机会来悔改。
It's the prophet gave him a chance to repent and know God.
他心存怜悯对待以色列王。
And he is merciful towards the king.
第二段，这个年轻的仆人很惧怕。
The second passage, we saw the fear of the servant.
以利沙为他祷告，让他看到他所看到的神的同在。
Elisha prayed for him, have him see the presence of God.
是因为他想帮助这个年轻的仆人能够更深的去认识神、经历神。
Because he wants the servant to know God deeper.
第四段，这个以利沙再一次看到一个宝贵的机会。
And this fourth passage, Elisha saw another great opportunity.
是让外族的亚兰人。
So the people from Aram.
能够再一次机会认识这个满有慈爱、满有怜悯的上帝。
To get to know the God who is full of mercy, full of love.
所以以利沙做的事情是难以想象的。
So the things Elisha said was beyond our understanding.
他用这样一种恩慈的方式去对待他的敌人。
He used his way full of mercy to treat his enemy.
我们几次给大家看这样的照片。
So when we show you these pictures.
其实如果你替这些弟兄姐妹着想的话，这是好像有点难以想象的事情。
If you put yourself in their position, this is thing hard to imagine.
当大家怕的都不敢出门的时候，
When everybody was in fear, dare not to leave their house.
尽量远离那些有可能传染给他病毒的时候，
Stay far away from the opportunity to be infected.
有这样一群人去上大街去发口罩，
There is a group of people who went out
去传福音，
to preach the gospel and give up handout masks.
别人都觉得哦，我们要远远的，自身难保。
But most people think we gotta protect ourselves, stay away.
但这些人看到的是别人的需要。
But these people saw the others.
看到说神对世人的怜悯。
He saw the mercy of God towards people.
看到说他们可以做一些事情，帮助在那些恐慌、没有盼望的人当中能够听到福音。
To see that they could have this opportunity to help those people who are living in fear.
啊、最近一段时间我也注意到在北美的华人教会积极地参与到这个、啊、帮助大陆的这个疫情的当中。
Recently I noticed North American churches are helping people in China as well.
其中一个机构、啊、他们在大概不到半个月的时间当中收集到将近200万人民币的捐款。
One organization within a half a month they gathered 200 million RMB.
购买呼吸机啊，这个造氧机啊等等啊，这些设备啊，上百台、几十台送给武汉的教会。
They bought the respiratory meter to send to China.
感谢主，上周我们也开始啊，这个鼓励大家为武汉的这赈灾来捐款。
I thank God. Last week we start to rally up donations for people.
我们第一期设定的目标是5000美金。
The first goal is $5,000.
那上周啊，第一次的收到的奉献就已经超过这个数目的一半。
Last week we already gathered more than half.
感谢主，弟兄姐妹甘心情愿的奉献。
Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother and sister, for willing the offering.
相信很快我们可以达到我们奉献的目标。
And we believe we can reach the goal very soon.
而且我们同工很仔细的比较了各种各样的渠道。
So our co-workers are trying to differentiate closely the clear passage.
找到一些很可靠的渠道，可以让我们的奉献直接送到那些有需要的人的手中。
To find a secure way to send to the people who are truly in need.
就像当初耶路撒冷教会一样。
Like the church in Jerusalem.
遇到了饥荒。
When they were facing famine.
在安提阿的教会听到这个消息。
The church in Antioch heard it.
先知告诉他们说，天下都要有饥荒。
The prophet told them there's going to be a great famine in the world.
不光耶路撒冷有饥荒
，Not only Israel.
安提阿也会有饥荒
，Also in Antioch.
但是安提阿的教会想到的不是说，哦，我们要有饥荒，我们当如何去预备
？But the church in Antioch did not think, oh, we how we going to face it.
当然，他们也要去做相应的预备。
Of course, they needed to prepare.
但是在这之外，他们做的一件美事就是。
But beyond that, they thought more than themselves.
今天这样的机会就实实在在地摆在我们的面前。
Today, this opportunity lay in front of us.
天下都会有瘟疫。
There are going to be this pandemic.
或迟或早，可能我们这个地方也没有办法幸免。
Perhaps sooner or later, I'll come to here.
但这个时候，让我们效法这些好的榜样，做神讨神喜悦。
At this time, let's follow these good examples to do things that please God.
借着我们的奉献
through our offering,
借着我们的祷告
through our prayers,
可以帮助到那些如今在病痛有需要的人当中
to help those who are suffering the illness.
感谢主，伊丽莎可以靠着她的信心看见别人看不见的。
Thank God that Elisha can see what other people don't see.
看见事情的真相。
To see the reality.
看到神的同在。
To see the presence of God.
有神给他的那种怜悯心肠。
To give him the merciful heart.
但愿我们今天也一起来成为今天在地上为人所使用的伊丽莎。
That we wish that we can be the Elisha in this earth.
我们怎么来做呢？我们要有几个先决的条件。
How could we do that?
我们不能只想着自己啊。
We cannot just think of ourselves.
我们要有这样的心智，我们是为 神而活也是为别人而活。
We have to have this kind of heart to live for God and live for others.
花上这个时间和代价去为那些有需要的人祷告。
To pay the time, energy to pray for others.
你在这个过程当中看到神的信实。
To see things of God's faithfulness.
看到神借着这个事情他在做什么样的事情。
To see that what God is doing through this.
让我们凭着信心一起来与神来同工。
Let's work with him through faith.
接下来是我们守圣餐纪念主的时间。
The following time we'll have our communion.
那之前我们先来唱一首回应的诗歌。
Let's sing a song in response.
愿神把他的眼光赐给我们。
We ask that we can see things.